Lions After Dark here on your station, 88.9 KETR. I'm Heather Hutchins.
And I'm Gabby Estrada. And coming up here in a few minutes, we have local musician SLR. He'll be joining us here and showing us some of his music. So I'm really excited about that.
Awesome. And then since it is finals week, and hopefully everybody's almost done with their finals, ready to get their summer going, but we have a few tips on cramming for that last minute exam.
Ooh, definitely last minute exams. Seriously, if you haven't studied now, it's definitely last minute.
Yeah, so if you're cramming, then, you know, you can take a break and listen to our show and it'll tell you how to cram.
Exactly. Right now, we're going to start off the hour with some One Republic. Here is Good Life.
You're listening to Lions After Dark
on your station. KETR.
This is your station, 88.9 KETR, and we are Lions After Dark. My name is Gabby Estrada.
And I'm Heather Hutchins.
And you're listening to Teeny Tempa and Eric Turner there with Written in the Stars. Before that, we had Good Life by One Republic. Right now, we are taking a look at your weather forecast. And tonight, well, you'll still see some rain falling. Low of about 65 degrees. Thursday, 30% chance of thunderstorms. High of about 85. Thursday night, 20% chance of thunderstorms. Low of about 60. Friday, that sunshine will be coming out, hopefully, with a high of about 73. Friday night, partly cloudy. Low of about 52. And Saturday, hopefully sunny. High of about 68 in the daytime. Partly cloudy at night with a low of 49 on Saturday night. Right now, it is raining here outside of the KETR studios with about 64 degrees.
All right, and a few things going on campus this week and next week. So very few because it's finals week and everything's kind of wrapping up.
Yeah.
But we do have graduation on Saturday, of course. And that's going to be Arts and Sciences and Business Tech will be at 8:30. The Education and Human Services will be at 11:30, and graduate students will be at 3 o'clock. So there's that. Then also next week, May 17th, is first class day of May Mini. And reminder that that is also the schedule cancellation for non-payment of May Mini. So on Monday when class starts, if you haven't paid for your mini class, you need to make sure that you take care of that because schedules will start getting dropped. May 18th, we have the Temu Commerce Chamber Winds concert in the music building. So, good opportunity to check out a music event over there.
Ooh.
And, of course, on Friday, each Friday this month, we have Black Holes, The Other Side of Infinity, and Ice Worlds in the Science Building Planetarium at 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock each Friday.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget that the library stays open till 2 a.m. tonight. That way you can study for those Thursday finals. So that's a pretty good deal there.
Yes, definitely. And we're actually going to have some tips for cramming if you still have a final to take tomorrow or maybe even Friday. Some people have Friday finals. Mm-hmm. So.
And coming up next, we have local artist SLR. He'll be showing us some of his music here, talking to us here on your station. So keep it here.
In the alligator sky.
That was Owl City featuring Sean Christopher with Alligator Sky. Before that was The Lazy Song by Bruno Mars here on Lions After Dark. I'm Heather Hutchins.
And I'm Gabby Estrada here on your station, 88.9 KETR. Right now we are being joined by local musician SLR. Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Just got done watching the playoff games.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. So tell us, where are you from?
I'm from Houston, Texas, from the southwest part, we call it the SWAT. I went to Elsick High School. I grew up there, left there, graduated in 05, now I'm here.
Ooh, pretty cool. So, okay, tell us, how did you get started with music?
Music really has always been a part of my life. I started writing when I was around 12, and then I just really started pursuing it about 3 years ago. And then I really felt like it was something I wanted to do, and I got a lot of good feedback from people around me. Mm-hmm. So,
you have any inspirations?
Life is my biggest inspiration when it comes to artists. One of the biggest inspirational artists to me is probably Lauryn Hill, because she really made timeless music. Like, music she made years ago still sounds great today if you listen to it. And then new artists, J. Cole, Wale, Big Sean, new artists coming up like that.
Mm, pretty cool. And so how long have you been writing music?
About 10 years. I say about 10 years. I started writing when I was young, about little stupid stuff. Like, I remember the first thing I wrote was real crazy. It was like probably about some Rice Krispies cereal or something like that.
That's just crazy.
Some crazy stuff.
Yeah, or like homework or something.
Yeah.
All right. So you have a mixtape coming out. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, the mixtape is called Return to Innocence. The meaning behind that is I grew up listening to hip hop like in the 90s with Jay-Z, Tupac, Nas, rappers like that. And then as we go on, we're having all these new artists that's coming in. It's becoming a real big dancing age for hip-hop, and hip-hop is really changing. And I really missed what I was hearing or what I grew up on. So as you start listening to the radio now, a lot of it sounds the same, and it starts getting repetitive and repetitive. So I kind of got tired of hearing what I was hearing on the radio. Mm-hmm. So I decided I wanted to make music that I wanted to hear. And so I'm taking it back, so I might as well make something I like. So then I call it Return to Innocence because I feel like I'm taking it back to hip-hop.
Yeah.
So stuff like that.
Wow. Well, if you just joined us, we are speaking with SLR here, local Texas artist here. What would you say is your genre, like?
Hip-hop, laid-back hip-hop. I don't really call myself a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
I like the term artist more. I don't really like rapper because when you think of rapper and you think of just club music, just dancing,
exactly.
Like big chains and jewelry and all that stuff. And I don't really like to represent myself like that. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. So tell us about your newest single, Way Back When.
Way Back When is really, it's a song off the mixtape, Return to Innocence. It's a song I feel like everybody who has ever been in a relationship can relate to, male or female. I think everybody will find, whether it's a good relationship, it's gone bad, or it's gone bad and it's getting good again. Either way, like, I feel like people can relate to this everywhere.
All right. So what are some of your plans in your future?
Well, I just graduated from here last semester, and I plan on going home for a little bit, and then I'm going to go back to school for audio engineering. And while I'm doing that, I'm still going to pursue actually making music, but I just want to be more well-rounded in making music, and then I can also produce music and record music and DJ, whatever it is that I need to do plan on being set around 2 or 3 years. I'll be more well-rounded and I can just be ready for anything.
All right. Well, if you listeners out there would like to ask SLR a question, you can do that on our Facebook, facebook.com/LionsAfterDarkRadio, or on our webcam chat, ketr.org/video. There's a chat box there that you can ask a question to. Right now, we are going to listen to Way Back When. So this is it here on your station.
Radio by students for students. This is Lions After Dark on your station. I'm Heather Hutchins.
And I'm Gabby Estrada. And you were listening to SLR with Way Back When. And he's here in studio. Hi.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Great. And that was a wonderful song, actually.
Thank you.
Very good. Very good. All right. So any final things you'd like to, maybe like a website you'd like to promote for yourself?
Yeah. Y'all can follow me on Twitter @_SLRmusic, or y'all can follow, y'all can like my fan page on Facebook @SLR/ Forever Fresh ENT. And again, shout out to Forever Fresh, people I work with back at home, people I grew up with, and we're all just working for the same thing. Shout out to Marvelous, Marcellus Kane, B. Reed, Sincerely Ace.
Ooh, awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us here in studio.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So keep it here on Lions After Dark because we have some last-minute study tips. In case you have not finished your finals yet, then you might want to listen to that. Keep it here on your station.
I'm Maria Hinojosa.
You just heard Sean Kingston with Party All Night. Before that, we had Mike Posner, Please Don't Go. And then before that, Kesha, We Are Who We Are, here on your station, 88.9 KETR. You're listening to Lions After Dark. I'm Gabby Estrada.
And I'm Heather Hutchins. And since it's finals week, and a few people still have, maybe you're done with your finals, but I know several people still have finals tomorrow and Friday. So we got a few tips for cramming for an exam. Maybe some of you are up tonight cramming for an exam, even
very last minute.
Yes. So, you know, hopefully you've been studying and you're not having to try and cram it all in at the last minute or pull an all-nighter or anything like that. But in the case that, you know, I mean, it's finals week, you're busy, maybe you didn't get to study until the last minute. So if you are having cram, here are some tips to help you be effective at it. Starting with remove all distractions. So that's definitely important, especially when, you know, if you're last minute studying, then time is of the essence. So you can't be wasting time on, you know, Facebook or your phone or the TV or anything else. So, you know, no more procrastinating. That's probably what got you in this place in the first place. So remove all the distractions and just stay away from, you know, Twitter, Facebook, video games, TV, anything like that that might tempt you to stop studying. And, you know, maybe to maximize your focus, consider studying in a quiet location like the library, where friends and neighbors won't steal away any precious time and, you know, nor will maybe a computer or your phone or anything.
Good.
Also, prioritize the material. This one's important. Figure out which material is most important to study, because, you know, if you're cramming, you can't be that thorough. You can't study every little thing. So material that's definitely going to be on the exam should be the main focus. And if it's probably not going to be on the exam, then, you know, you can glance over it quickly, just review over it real quickly, just in case it does show up.
Right.
But, you know, make sure that you're focusing on things that you're pretty sure will be on the test.
Yeah, like the ones that the professor has specified, you know, starred this because it will be on the test.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, it's sometimes that's hard to know what's really going to be there and what's not. So, you know, on the safe side, it's a good idea to take a quick glance at least at all the material, at least a little bit. But a few clues for what will probably be on the exam. If the material has been covered in detail or over a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you spent like a week or two on one area, then that's probably something you need to make sure that you know really well. Appears in both the reading and the in-class notes in some detail. That I know that's usually a giveaway. I have professors that say, you know, it's not going to be on the test unless it's been both in your readings and in class. Like, if it's just one or the other, I'm not going to put it on the test. I'm only going to put things on the test that we've covered both.
Right.
So that's usually a dead giveaway. Appears on a study sheet. That one's obvious. If the instructor gives you a review, then you want to know that everything that's on there, you want to make sure that you know that, because that's what he's picked out, or she, to say that this is what's probably going to be on the test. Has been pointed out by the instructor as material that's especially interesting, useful, or important.
The ones you starred.
Yeah, like
star next to this thing.
And or will be used in other classes in the major, especially if the current class is a prerequisite.
Yeah, like math majors, you know, have formulas that they have to, like, memorize.
Yeah, science classes have a lot of things like that, too, where, you know, it's like, this may, you know, this is going to be of even more use to you once you get into the next class.
Right.
So those are some good tips for what you need to probably focus on. Also, make a study schedule. Because when you're studying last minute, it may be tempting to just dive into everything and learn as much as possible. But that's too disorganized, and it may lead you to skip over important material. So instead, you should take a few minutes to make a study schedule. After you have prioritized the material, which we just talked about, then figure out how much time can and should be spent on each section. Because again, you probably don't have time to study every little thing. So, you know, make sure you spend a little bit of time on this and a little bit of time on that, and you hit as much as you can. So, and avoid missing, you know, a whole huge chunk because you took too long.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we got a couple more tips But we'll get those here maybe in the next hour.
All right. Keep it here because we have some new music by CeeLo Green here in just a few minutes. So don't move.
I'm Nina Totenberg, NPR Legal Affairs Correspondent.
You're listening to Lions After Dark.
On your station.
88.9. Online at KTR.org.
Lions After Dark, and it's finals week here on the campus of Texas A&M University Commerce. Almost done, ready for the summer. I'm Heather Hutchins.
And I'm Gabby Estrada. And this hour, we'll be giving you some more of those last-minute cramming tips.
Right. We started a few of those in the last hour, so we'll be revisiting that.
And also, we got some money-saving vacation and travel tips since a lot of people are already getting out of here.
Yes, and yeah, since you're a college student... Then, you know, you definitely need money-saving tips for your summer vacation.
Definitely. So stick around for that. Right now we're going to start off the hour with Diddy Dirty Money and Skylar Grey. Here's Coming Home.
Coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world. Terrestrial.
For Lions After Dark here on your station, 88.9 KETR. I'm Gabby Estrada.
And I'm Heather Hutchins.
And you were listening to Katy Perry with E.T. And before that, we start off this hour with Diddy Dirty Money and Skylar Grey with Coming Home. Right now, we are taking a look at your weather forecast. And overnight tonight, you'll see those showers just basically owning the night. So if you like to fall asleep with the rain dripping, then, I mean, sometimes I know I do. It's kind of calming.
Yes.
Yeah. Low of about 65 tonight. Thursday, 30% chance of thunderstorms. High of about 85. Thursday night, 20% chance of thunderstorms. Low of about 60. Friday, that sun is peeking out. Mostly sunny. High of about 73 on Friday. Partly cloudy Friday night. Low of about 52. And Saturday, that sun will be sticking around. High of about 68. And Saturday night, partly cloudy. Low of about 49. Right now, it is raining and 63 degrees outside of the KETR studios.
Okay. And a few things going on campus this week. Mainly, it is finals week. And so, winding down on that, but for Tuesday, Thursday classes, there's still a lot of finals going on tomorrow. So, if your normal Tuesday, Thursday class is at 9:30, then your exam will be tomorrow from 8 to 10. If you have a Tuesday, Thursday class at 12:30, your exam is tomorrow at 10:30 until 12:30. And if you have a Tuesday, Thursday class at 3:30, that exam will be tomorrow at 1:15.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then also on Friday, if you have a class that's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, like an all 3 day classes, then if that class is at noon, the exam will be at 8. If your Monday, Wednesday, Friday class is at 1, the exam will be at 10:30. And if it's at 3, the exam will be at 1:15. And those are your Friday exams.
You know, for the longest time, I did not know how to read one of those final schedules.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing.
Yeah, I just relied on the everybody telling me, when's that test from that class that
right.
day? Okay. What does it say on the syllabus that day? Okay.
Yeah, that works for me. Just take it down in my notes.
Right.
But there you go. So, and you can also find that in the East Texan there if you need to take a look at that. Hopefully you know by this point when everything is, and hopefully you've already studied. But if you're still cramming, we've got a few tips for you here in a few minutes. Don't forget graduation on Saturday, obviously. And then also first day of class for May Mini will be Monday, as well as schedule cancellation for non-payment of your May Mini class. So make sure that you have arranged payment for your May Mini class if you're taking one by the first day of class. And then also next week, the 18th, is the A&M Commerce Chamber Winds concert in the music building. So sounds like a great event by our very talented music students.
Mm-hmm. They certainly are very talented. I love their music.
Absolutely. And planetarium shows, as always, 7 and 8 o'clock in the Science Building each Friday. That's going to be Black Holes, The Other Side of Infinity, and Ice Worlds.
Ooh, pretty cool stuff. And don't forget that the library is opened until 2 a.m. if you want to do some of those last-minute studying. And we still have some of those last-minute study tips, so you can cram those in tonight. You still have those tests in the morning.
Yes, definitely.
So keep it here. Right now we have Mohambi with Bumpy Ride on Lions After Dark. Broadcasting live from the campus of Texas A&M University Commerce, this is Lions After Dark on your station, 88.9 KETR. I'm Gabby Estrada.
And I'm Heather Hutchins.
And that was Check It Out by will.i.am and Nicki Minaj. Before that, we had Love Like Woe by The Ready Set.
All right. And as everybody knows, it's finals week this week here on the campus of A&M Commerce. And I'm sure everybody has been taking finals already this week. And probably you're up late tonight cramming for a few more tomorrow, maybe even Friday. So we have some tips for how to cram for an exam most effectively. So, you know, it's best if you don't have to cram if you've already got your stuff together and you're well prepared. But I think a lot of the time it's unavoidable. So in the last hour we had remove all study distractions. So, you know, at this point there's no time to procrastinate. So make sure that you stay away from Twitter, Facebook, video games, TV, anything that's going to take you away from studying. So, you know, maybe try going to the library where you can focus better and not have so many distractions.
It's open until 2 a.m. tonight.
Yes, definitely. And prioritize your material. So, again, if you're studying at the last minute, you're probably not going to be able to go over everything. So make sure that you're picking out the things that are most likely to be on the exam and studying those the best. Make a study schedule so that you can, again, try and get the most out of your time. And that way, you know... spend a little bit of time on each section and you don't miss out on a big, huge chunk when you run out of time. So another tip here is outline the main points. So an important tip for studying at the last minute is to start by looking at the big picture as opposed to memorizing pieces of information that relate to the main picture. So instead of, you know, little bits and pieces, try and look at the whole thing. This is especially good on for your finals, because, you know, a lot of the time this encompasses things that you've done for the entire semester. So by outlining the main points of the course and understanding how everything fits together, then you're more likely to retain the information and be able to express it better on a test. So some questions you can ask yourself would be, what is the main point of this course summed up in one sentence? What are 3 to 5 related big points that the instructor has emphasized? What does the instructor hope the students learn from this course? I think that's important because, like, you'll notice instructors tend to have certain things that they really emphasize, and they kind of are like, well, if you don't take anything else away from this, get this point, you know? And those are a lot of the time indicative of what they're going to put on the test and right, what they want to make sure that you get at the end of the year. Excuse me. So another one is, what is the main point of each of the textbooks or other course readings? So some classes only have one book, but some courses have several books, or maybe they have a book and an online reading that you have to go over, or even videos that you watched in class. So try and pick out, you know, what the main thing you were supposed to get out of those. Even individual chapters, you know, instead of thinking like, okay, well, what's every little thing in this chapter? What was the overall point of the chapter? How do the main points from each of the readings fit together? Even your notes, you can go over and say, like, what was the focus of, you know, like, what was the main point of the notes on this day? And how do the main points of each of the lectures fit together? So basically trying to see what the overall things that you need to be paying attention to, as opposed to each little itty bitty bit of information. And then we have avoid last minute reading. So if you've, if you failed to keep up with the reading throughout the whole semester, you're not going to be able to catch up with it in one night.
So true. So very true. I mean, I was caught up to this one particular class reading, but right, I sort of fell behind on the last couple chapters and I was just like, last minute reading.
Yeah, and, you know, that's very time-consuming, and so, especially if you're cramming the night before, then a more effective strategy may be to just chalk up those readings as a loss, you know, like, you're not going to be able to make all this up, but focus on reviewing the material that you have completed, and then if the reading contains, like, a chapter summary, or even if you just go over, like, the headings and subheadings, you know, the big bold print, the vocabulary words, stuff like that, go over those quickly. And so, that, you know, you pick out the main points out of it, but don't try and read a whole bunch of stuff at the last minute, because that's just going to use up a bunch of time.
Right.
And you're probably not gonna be able to catch up. So, you know, there's no, bottom line is there's no way to replace a long, thorough study time with a few hours before the exam. But if you study smart and you study well, then last minute studying could be a whole lot better than nothing. So, you know, you can still do pretty well if you study, even if you are having to cram in at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
So make the most with what you got, basically, and you may do better than you expected.
Ooh, definitely some true things there. And stay tuned because we have some money-saving vacation tips if you're already heading out to your vacation destination. We also have some music by Wiz Khalifa, so keep it here.
I'm Renee Montaigne. At more girls.
Lions After Dark here on your station, 88.9 KETR. I'm Heather Hutchins.
And I'm Gabby Estrada.
And
you were listening to?
Oh, you were listening to Could It Be You by H-Wood.
Awesome. Could It Be You?
Yep.
Well, I like punk rock chicks with hair just like, oh man. I'm trying to sing the song now. I'm just like, it's so catchy. All right. So right now we're going to get to the end of our money-saving vacation and travel tips. And a quick recap, basically, you know, first of all, research your destination. Can't go wrong with researching your destination. Budget, carry a guidebook, pack light, pack smart. That means leave room in your suitcase to bring stuff back. Manage your money, carry a money belt if you have to. And the next one is sleep cheap. So if you don't have to stay in a fancy hotel, don't.
That's a very good idea because, you know, the hotel alone can take up a huge chunk of your budget.
Right. I mean, there's places that you can even camp out at. So I think that's pretty neat. Like, you know, little parking camp things.
Yeah. And there's lots of places. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be a really a bad place to stay. You don't want to stay at somewhere that's really trashy. But I mean, there's a lot of like nice places that you can get like pool and internet and stuff for really cheap.
Right. So. Right. I mean, seriously, like just. If all you're going to do is just spend the night and then keep on going the next day, you don't need a fancy hotel.
Definitely.
I mean, so maybe you need some internet, you know, just to make sure that your navigation and stuff is going as planned and check your email. But nothing fancy. I mean, or you know, you can stay with someone's family if they live nearby.
Yeah, or your family or friends.
Your family. Also, eat cheap. Right. I mean, if you're on vacation as a college student, you know, you're trying to save your money. You know, you may not need to go to every nice restaurant that comes by, but, you know, maybe pack some sandwiches on the road. Take a cooler and, you know, get a little food there. I know there's, like, little fridges that you can put in your car. So those are really neat. And you can pack some food in there. And, you know, if you're hungry, you can stop, make a little stop, have your little picnic. That'd be pretty neat.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Or even, you know, dollar menu or something. But, you know, it may be tempting to try and eat it, like, in all these, like, fun places or these nice places or whatever because you're on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
But then stop and think, you know, would you rather, if you're spending, like, $10 or $15 for every meal, like, that's, you know, $60-$75 you could be using for something else fun.
Exactly. And last but definitely not least, relax. Relax over vacation because this is your vacation, you know. Don't get mad at every little thing that goes wrong. Things are going to go wrong. You're just going to have to move on. And, you know, just chill, relax, you know, because if you still have school and, you know, you're chilling for the summer, then make sure that, you know, you wind down from those finals and you just take a moment to relax.
Yeah, sometimes vacations can be so hectic that you feel like you didn't, you know, you're more tired when you get back than when you left. So that's definitely not the point. You don't want to do that.
Exactly. So those are some really good tips there that, you know, help out if you're about to leave for some vacation. Definitely fun stuff. If you have any more that you'd like to share with us, you can share them at facebook.com/LionsAfterDarkRadio. We'd love to hear from you. And make sure that you tune in tomorrow because we're going to have our top 10 countdown. So that's going to be fun. I wonder who's going to be number one. I mean, I have a guess, but I still don't know.
Right. As well as weekend movie releases will also be tomorrow.
Definitely. And we're going to leave you off with one more song. We have Avril Lavigne here with What the Hell. We hope you have a wonderful night and make sure you tune in tomorrow.